Oh, everybody, how are you all? I'm glad I asked you a question, didn't even give you a chance to answer it. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, but I already know you're all great. So welcome to tonight's class on the Ace of the Five of Pentacles. And we're going to be working with the plainest cards of the most practical and down-to-earth suit in the deck. So, let's begin with a very practical exercise. This is one some of you have or are taking the correspondence course, and you'll recognize this one. If you're doing the degree program, nobody in this class is doing the degree program. But if you were, you'd know even better what this exercise is going to be. And it's called close examination. And I think some of you have done it before, but we're going to do it again, and we're going to look at it a little more carefully. Close examination is the act of looking at a card or a group of cards very carefully with your full attention and with the intention of remembering everything you see. Those are three separate and very important qualities that make this exercise: care, attention, and the intention of remembering. So, I imagine you all have your decks, right? Does anybody not have out the Ace through Five of Pentacles? Good. Okay. So what I want you to do now is I want you to begin by arranging them face up in front of you in order, starting with the Ace and going through the Five. Ace, two, three, four, five. Do that. Okay. Anybody not done? Good. So, let's see. What I want you to do now is, I'll give you the directions for what we're going to do. So in a moment, you're going to examine each card in turn. You're going to look at each one, and you're going to do a memorization process. You're going to memorize every physical detail of the picture. Mm-hmm. You'll remember every color, every object, every activity. You're going to remember where everything is in relationship to everything else in the picture, and how many of everything there is. Everything that's in the picture, you're going to remember. But one caution: only observe and remember what you actually see. Don't interpret anything, like the mood or the attitude or the meaning of the card or the people or things in the card. No interpretations, only observation. And remember that you're intending to remember. So we're going to take 1 minute per card. And there are five cards, so it'll take 5 minutes in all. And we'll do this in complete silence. And in this silence, we'll accomplish this interesting act of awareness. When I tell you to begin, I will want you to pick up one card, the first card. Let's say you begin with the Ace and work through to the Five. And I want you to devote a minute to it, approximately. And then go on to the next card, and so on until you finish. And as part of each observation, close your eyes and see if you can remember the card in detail before you go on to the next one. So, if you're ready, begin now. Okay. Now what I want you to do is I want you to turn all the cards face down. So, from here on, for a while, you're not going to look at them. Okay? And what I want you to do now is I want to find out from each of you what you remember about the cards. And we'll do this, we'll have a little test and see how clearly you remember. So, who wants to volunteer to be our first guinea pig? Anybody volunteering?
I'll get it over with before everyone takes everything that I remembered.
Okay, Peggy. Well, what we're going to do is I will start you in the right and proper place with the Ace. So what I want you to do is what we're going to do is I think we'll go around this way. I want you to tell me three things that you remember from the image of the Ace of Pentacles. And after you've done three things, then I'll go around and each person in turn will tell us three things that they remember from the ace and will exhaust the card. Okay, Peggy, start with you. Three things that you remember about the ace.
A hand coming out of the cloud.
Okay, so that's two things. That's two things. A hand is one thing. Coming out of a cloud is two things. Okay.
Holding a pentacle.
Say, holding a pentacle. The hand is holding a pentacle. Good. Marcy, three things. Three more things.
I remember it looked like lilies that were growing in the fields.
Well, you can't. Now that's an interpretation.
Right, okay, flowers.
There are what kind of flowers? There are flowers growing where?
Flowers in a green field.
That's two things.
And then the green hedges.
And there's green hedges. Okay. So there's flowers in a green field and there's green hedges. Okay, that's three things. Kelly, three things about the ace.
There's a gate.
A gate, you say?
Or something. You walk through, there's a path.
There's a path. Yeah.
Something. There's a two-topped mountain.
There's a two-peaked mountain in the background.
Flowers on the hedge are rose-colored.
Good. Debbie, three things.
White trumpet flowers on the vines.
Well, okay, so we mentioned that there were white flowers. We don't know what kind they were. That's an interpretation.
They're trumpet-shaped.
Trumpet-shaped. Okay, trumpet-shaped is good. That's an observation.
There's two blossoms. There's six on the left, one on the right of the path,
mm-hmm.
And there's two blossoms on each one.
On each one of what?
On each one of the stemmed flowered vines.
Okay, good.
In the field.
Okay, I'm going to ask. Marcy. Then we'll go around again. Marcy. What color is the background of this card?
It was like a whitish gray.
Okay. Peggy, what color is the hand?
The hand is white.
Kelly, how many fingers can you see on this hand?
Maybe four. I don't know for sure.
Maybe. You don't know. Who remembers how many fingers?
I think there were like two and a half. I mean, you could see two with the nails, and then you could see the partial fingers.
Right, which reminds me, I forgot to ask you, Sherazad, tell us three things from this card.
Oh, man, I was thinking I was getting out of that one. Oh,
no. Three things.
Oh, okay, boy.
That haven't been mentioned yet, of course.
Okay, yeah. The sky is gray.
We mentioned just a little bit ago.
Okay, there's rays coming down from the hand.
Good. That's one thing. Now, the interesting thing is that while Kelly was trying to describe what she called a gate, nobody actually mentioned that it was an archway.
Okay, so it's an archway. There we go.
Okay, that's two things.
So it's like womb-shaped.
Okay,
like an egg. And there's a lot of greenery in it, and it looks like there's thick green growth behind it before you get to those mountains.
Okay, that's three things. So,
okay,
let me see. Do you remember what words are at the bottom of the card?
Yeah, it says, Ace of Pentacles.
Good for you. That's something that's a detail of the card, is it not?
Yeah, that's true.
Good.
Let me see.
Good. Kelly, how many fingernails are showing on the hand? And which ones?
Yeah. She said one or two and a half.
Well, fingers is one thing. Fingernails.
Well, there's a thumb. I remember that clearly.
Okay.
And I remember one finger that I guess on a nail. I don't know for sure.
Okay. Marcy, do you remember if there is more than one nail showing?
I believe there was more than one nail. Definitely.
Okay. Good. Peggy, what's the color of the mountains?
Light blue.
Good for you. Well, we did a pretty good job. Turn over the ace and take a look at it. And tell me what else you can see. I mean, there's a number of things that are there, but mostly we covered it. One of the things we did not mention is that while there is a pentacle in the hand, we didn't talk about the color or the two circles or the fact that the pentagram is upright. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that we have so taken for granted when we say pentacle that we don't actually observe it anymore. We take a quick look, and we just assume. But the actual description, nobody bothered to mention, the most obvious thing on the card. Good. Let's do another one. Let's do the Four of Pentacles, starting with Peggy. Three things about the Four.
constipated man sitting on a throne?
Ah, now when you say that, that's automatically
a judgment.
A judgment, right. So we have a man sitting on a throne. That's two things. One more.
Clutching a pentacle.
Clutching. Now, clutching is also an interpretation. What does he do? If you just observed it without interpolating a personal opinion about it, what would he be doing?
He's holding it.
Good. Debbie, three things about the four.
Left foot is over a pentacle, and the right foot is on top of a pentacle,
mm-hmm.
and they're on the ground.
Okay, good. Shahrazad, three more things.
Okay, he's on a gray platform that separates him from the city.
Okay, sitting on a gray platform, and there's a city. Where's the city?
Yeah, the city is behind him.
Okay.
And the way he's holding the pentagram in the middle, or the pentacle in the middle, is his hands are wrapped around it, almost making like a circular, a circular motion.
Good. Marcy, three things.
He had a crown.
Good.
He also had a red scarf or something that was in the middle or near the middle pentagram.
Uh-huh.
Then he had a pentagram on top of the crown.
Good. Excellent. Let me see. Peggy, three more things.
Okay, he's wearing a black coat.
Uh-huh.
He's staring straight ahead.
Uh-huh.
His right hand is over the pentacle and his left hand is under it.
Good. Kelly, three more things.
Orange shoes.
Good.
Kind of a stage guard.
Good. One more thing.
There's a gray band around his dress.
Okay. Now, as far as color is concerned, everybody sees color slightly differently. It's amazing about that. But I understand what you're saying. Good. Debbie, three more things.
Dark pants, pentagram on top of the crown.
That was mentioned. That was mentioned.
Is gold.
Yellow. Gold. Okay, gold. That's good.
He's wearing two pieces of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Describe them. One's a coat, something's wrapped around them.
Okay, good. Let me see. Marcy, three more things.
I remember he had shoes like little elves.
Well, that's an interpretation.
Okay, but he had...
Why are they like little elves? What observation was it?
They were like pixie shoes.
What's the actual physical shoe like? Describe the shoe that makes you say that.
It had a pointy toe.
Good, a pointed toe.
Almost, I don't even know what you even call them anymore.
Well, it's a shoe with a pointy toe. What color are they? What color are the shoes?
I believe they were like a brownish orange.
Oh, I think somebody mentioned it, but okay, good.
Okay, and then then in the village, there were red towers on the top, or red roofs on the towers.
On all of them?
I don't think so.
Okay. Debbie, three more things.
More things.
Debbie.
There are some trees in the background in the city.
Good.
There's a stage. Sky in the background is bluish gray.
Good.
The pentacles on the ground are, all the pentacles are gold.
Good. Okay. Let me see. Kelly, three more things.
In the far, far distance.
Can't hear you.
In the far, far distance.
Uh-huh.
There's a mountain.
Good.
The towers that don't have red on them are just straight towers like the tower card kind of.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out. Okay. If you can't think of anything, you can pass. Marcy, three more things.
I'll have to pass.
Okay. Let me see. Shahrazad, three more things.
He's sitting on like a stone cube that's like like gray colored?
We've mentioned that he was sitting on a gray platform, but that it's cubic shaped is a new thing. Okay.
Yeah, well, there's a platform at his feet, but then he's sitting on the cube.
Okay, that's
and,
one.
I think, like, some of the buildings in the background are gray.
That was mentioned.
Okay, some of them are yellow.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of that, and I don't know for sure, but it's like that black cloak he has is sort of wrapped around and almost looks like a letter. Like one of the Hebrew letters.
Okay, but that's an interpretation.
Oh, that's an interpretation.
Not an observation, unless it's clearly in that shape, and it isn't.
Okay, and he has, let's see, brown hair?
Good. Let me see. Peggy, three more things.
His knees are spread apart.
Okay.
He has Pamela Coleman Smith's signature. This is reaching in the
okay.
corner.
Okay, no, that's fine.
There's a Roman numeral 4 above him.
Good for you, the Roman numeral 4. Absolutely. Marcy, three more things.
There was a flag in the back.
Good.
I feel like we're playing a game. Show.
That's exactly what you're doing. You're playing a game. Okay, you can't think of anything more. Peggy, three more things.
Okay, the card has a white edge around it and a black edge between the drawing and the card. It's any.
Okay.
His eyes are dark.
Okay.
And the pentacle has a circle inscribed around it, all of them.
Okay, that's three. Okay, good. So we're getting down to detail. Let me see. Kelly, tell me anything else you can remember about the card that hasn't been already said.
I can't.
Okay, you pass. Scheherazade, how about you?
I think there was like a building or two that were white.
Okay.
With red roofs.
Were there any other colors in his clothing besides the ones mentioned?
It seemed like his was either like an orangish, yeah, it was like an orangish brown. It wasn't really orange, but it wasn't really brown either.
Okay, I was kind of pushing you guys to test you on this stuff. Turn over the 4 and take a look at it. And tell me if you can see anything else. You did a good job. You covered pretty much everything. There's one or two things, I mean, like, for example, the fact that his chin is leaning on his hand, the fact that there is red, you know, that his robe, not his robe, his cloak has a red lining separate from the brownish red of his robe, that his shoes have no laces, and I think that pretty much covers it. By the way, when you're doing this kind of description, those things that are part of every card, like Pamela Coleman Smith's, initials and the white and black border, since those appear on every card, once you've mentioned it once, you don't have to mention it again. Good, so that will no longer be part of our little game. Good. We're going to continue. Now we do the 2. Scheherazade, give me 5 things about the 2.
Okay, there's a figure who's a juggler.
Interpretation.
Okay, he's holding this person with a red hat.
The person with a red hat.
Phallic.
Okay.
And he's got a pentacle in each hand, but around it.
That's 2 things. Okay, around it is...
lemniscate that's green.
So there's a green lemniscate that's wrapped around the 2 pentacles, so that makes 3 things.
Okay.
We need 5.
Oh, we need 5. Okay. Mm-hmm. There were 3 waves in the background.
3 waves. Waves of what?
Water.
3 watery waves in the background.
Yeah,
good, that's
background.
4.
And there was a boat on the right-hand wave and the left.
So a boat on both waves, or two different boats, one on each wave.
Yeah, they're different boats, but one's on the right hand wave and one's on the left hand. And there was
great.
One in the middle.
Good, Debbie. 5 more things.
The boats. One's small. One's a ship.
Wait. One. What? Say that again.
The boats that were mentioned. One's a small boat, and one looks more like a ship.
Okay. Well, the sailing vessels are of 2 different sizes. You can't really swear to what they are. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Does stage card matter? Saying that
yes,
it's a
if it's
stage,
a stage
okay.
card, that's 2 things. Okay.
Stage card. Red shoes.
Good. That's 3 things.
Keep going?
Keep going. Five things.
Okay. He's wearing a yellow tunic.
Okay. That's four things.
Brown hair.
That's five things. Good. Kelly, five things. Or as many of them as you can.
Blue sky.
Blue sky, good.
He has a belt on.
Good.
His shoes had laces.
Good.
He had buttons.
How many? That's four things. The buttons is okay for. Do you remember how many buttons?
Let me think. If I can picture it, I can. I think six.
Good. Six it is. Excellent.
Bonus.
Absolutely. Marcy, five things.
Had my card, I remember he had orange tights and green shoes.
Well, he has, yeah, he has, actually he has red tights and green shoes. Okay.
Oops.
That's okay. When you say a color, I'm not going to correct you until you get a chance to look at the card. But if somebody has a different sense of what the colors are, you're perfectly at liberty to challenge by, you know, offering your version. Good. Okay. Three more things, Marcy.
Okay. Then yellow sails, and then also, the Roman numeral 2.
Roman numeral 2.
And then, let's see, what else? He had the buttons. The buttons were mentioned. He had a tunic on.
That's been mentioned, yeah.
And then, let's see, what else? The two pentacles, that was mentioned.
Yep.
Okay, then I pass.
Then what?
Then I have to pass.
Okay, so you can only remember three things. Peggy, five things.
Ouch, I'm stretching now.
It's harder.
As you face him, the foot on the right side is raised.
Good, that's one.
One hand is higher than the other.
I believe
it's the hand on the right side.
Okay.
What else? He's staring straight ahead.
Okay, you sure of that, okay.
We mentioned that there were a bunch of waves in back of him, did we?
We did.
Okay, I was afraid of that.
Tell me this. How many sails are there on the boat on the right-hand side?
I believe there are two.
Okay, that's on the right-hand side. Okay, you believe so. Okay, then I shouldn't suggest anymore. I'm not going to count that. Go, keep going. I've got two more things. I just wanted to give you that as an example of more detail.
The waves are blue. What do you
Good. Say? Waves are blue. Nobody mentioned the color of the waves. That's four, okay.
Okay, and the sky is blue, too.
Sky was mentioned.
Oh. The pentacles he's juggling are yellow?
Okay. There again, when we can't accept that because that's another thing, that in all the cards of pentacles, well, actually, that's not true. There is one card in which the pentacles are not yellow, but since they are yellow in almost all the cards, don't mention that again.
He's wearing a red blousey. His shirt has a blousey
Excellent.
Sleeve.
Good. Let me see. Shahrazad, can you do five more?
Well, we know he's on a platform. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about his shoes. The bigger boat had, I think it had like four or five sails on it.
Good. The bigger boat actually had four sails. Excellent. That's one.
And they were like different colors.
Okay, that's two.
One was light. Two of them were like lighter than the other two, but I don't know.
Okay, so that's two things. How many sails on the other boat? Good. There were two sails on.
It was sort of like you could see the sail, and there was a line between. So, yeah, two.
Two sails. Which side was the one? Was the boat with the four sails on?
On my right.
Good. That's and so that takes that obviously places the other one on the left.
Yeah.
Does the let me see? Does the belt have any specific qualities or features to it that's worth mentioning?
Probably does.
Well, I wouldn't have mentioned it otherwise, probably. Okay.
Had a gold buckle.
Okay, it had a buckle. Five. That's good. Turn over the two and take a look at it. And you can see that if I wanted to, I could push you and ask you more things. Like, where are the buttons located? How are they divided? How are the hands in relationship to the pentacles? Which way is his head tilted? Which direction are the... On which side of the billows are the ships? How are the billows, you know, there's a few things more that I could say, I guess, but that sort of covers it. We did a pretty good job, but you'll notice we have five people in class. Each of you did five things, and several of you did five things again. And this is a simple card. So we probably did about 35 separate items of observation in this one simple image. And this is an easy one. Good. Now we have two more. I'm making you go through this for a purpose. I don't know. Are you getting impatient yet? Anybody wondering why I'm doing this?
No, actually not.
Good. Good. Okay. Let's see. We have, there are two complicated ones left. Scheherazade, five things about the Three of Pentacles.
Okay.
No, you know what? Instead of five, make it seven.
Seven
things, and I'm going to count them. Go ahead. Seven things.
Well, near the top of the card, there's like a cathedral kind of entrance.
Interpretation.
Okay. Okay, there's like the... Well, let's put it another way. There's a triskelion.
Okay.
That's in gray. And
that's two.
Three pentacles within it.
Okay, that's three things.
Okay, and then... There's a man in an apron.
That's four things.
And he's standing on a bench.
That's five things.
And then there's like a monk holding... he's holding his hand out.
There's a monk. That's six things. Huh?
Yeah, well, anyway, there's a monk there.
Okay.
I don't know what he's doing with his hand.
Okay.
It seems like he was...
Now, actually, a monk is actually an improper... That's just sort of an interpretation also.
Okay, it's a person dressed in gray.
Okay, that's six things.
And he has like some kind of thing on his head.
A thing on his head.
Like a, you know, like the Jewish people wear.
What it is that's actually not
like
a hat.
Like a bald spot.
That's a tonsure.
Oh, okay.
That's a ritual shaving of the crown of the head that's specific
okay.
to monks, which is why you would think he was a monk. Good, that's seven. Good.
Okay.
Kelly, seven things.
Where there's the three pentacles.
Uh-huh. Well, that was mentioned.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, okay.
There's a round circle in the center with a cross.
Good. That's one thing.
And repeated in a rose underneath that in a triangular thing in that column.
Good. That's two. That's three things. Okay.
The guy in an apron has yellow hair.
Good.
We already discussed. Okay. The other guy with the yellow and red.
There's a third guy with a red and yellow polka-dotted thing, a dress of some kind.
Anyway, it's got a hat on it. Kind of
like a cowl, yeah. So that's five things.
Both of the monk just has on shoes. I can't tell what kind they are.
Uh-huh.
And then I think purple boots on the guy on the bench.
That's six things.
And the guy with the spotted thing. He was wearing boots too, but I don't...
Okay, good. That's seven things. Excellent. Let me see. Marcy, seven things.
The man on the left had a yellow apron and a purple outfit.
That's two things.
The man on the right was holding a scroll.
That's three things. The man on the right?
Mm-hmm. And then the number three.
Okay, uh-huh.
Set that in. And then the man on the left was also holding... Something that was white and round.
Well, when you said the number three, what was that? Was that a reference to a number?
Roman numeral three.
Roman numeral three is four. Okay, and then the fifth.
Okay, then the man on the left is holding that almost a big nail, but it wasn't.
Yep, that's good. He looks like he's holding. It looks like it's some kind of long pointed object.
And he was on this wooden bench. I think that was mentioned that he was.
He was on a bench. It didn't. Nobody mentioned that it was wood.
Okay, wooden.
That's six.
Bench.
Uh-huh.
Climbing, but that's kind of not...
No, can't. That's an interpretation,
right,
yeah.
Right, an interpretation. And then, let's see, I guess I'll have to pass, because do you get like 20 seconds? Do you put like the hourglass so that I could think...
Oh, you have time. Take your time. If you can think of one more thing, go ahead.
Think of one more thing. There were two men that were together, and they were beside each other talking to the other guy. That doesn't count. There was a pole in between.
A pole in between. Good for you. Seven. Okay, let me see. Debbie, seven things.
There's a triangular archway on the left.
Good.
The man on the left on the bench is holding on to an object coming out of the wall from the left.
Yeah, that was the aforementioned nail-like thing, right? Okay.
Oh,
but
okay.
Somebody mentioned that he was holding that,
left,
but not where it was. Okay, so you got the
that's
positioning
on the left,
right. Okay, that's
on
two.
On the wall.
That's
and
okay.
In his right hand looks like a flask.
Okay. Actually, I'll tell you what those two things are, so you don't have to. It looks like something that looks like a flask is good. Actually, that's a hammer and chisel.
It is?
Uh huh. That's what it's supposed to be. A mallet and chisel.
Okay.
Okay, so that's three things. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, triangular archway on the left, and that's where the man on the left is.
Mm-hmm.
The two men on the right side, they're before another triangular archway.
Okay, that's four things.
The person in the forefront is holding a diagram. I think that's what's said.
Somebody mentioned that.
Okay, so, colors. Okay, he's in gray. Pass.
Okay, pass. Okay, so that leaves you, Peggy. Seven things, or as many as you can remember.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Five for seven.
The three pentacles, since
uh-huh.
you won't let me say they're yellow, these aren't.
Good for you. Somebody noticed.
And they're like they're etched. They're not solid.
Well, hold on a second. First of all, they're not gold. That's one thing. The
right,
pentacles
not
are not gold.
And
they're not solid. That is, they have spaces in between of some sort. But okay,
right.
You can't tell exactly what it is. What color are these spaces?
They're clear. There's nothing in them.
Well, you can't have clear. You can't represent clear on a picture. It's got to have some color.
Okay. I see what you're saying. The background is black. So you
Good.
Can see black through the spaces.
Good. Two things.
Ew. It's like having my tooth pulled. The yellow cloak that the person closest to us is wearing, the hat itself, the back of the hat, is draped down, and it attaches. It looks like it's attached to the back of the cloak.
That's an interpretation, but I understand what you mean. Okay, three things.
And he is facing, I believe he's facing, the craftsman is facing the two.
Right, he's looking, the guy
people.
On the bench is looking at the two.
The person with the cloak is looking at the person that is tonsured.
Okay.
That's
five.
And I think I just ran out of things to say.
Okay. There are, how many laces can be seen on the apron? Anybody? The apron is attached by laces in the back. The bib of the apron is up. The man is wearing blue tights. The flower in the that's underneath the flower that's in the archway at the bottom of the archway that's in a black triangle has got sprigs that look flower like coming out of three parts of it. Let me see. I don't know if anybody mentioned that the column and the pentacles are gray. Let me see what else I can think of offhand. The bench has two legs. Only two legs are showing anyway. Take a look at the card. This is the three. Nope, I take it back. He doesn't have laces showing. And there's another guy that's got an apron on. You can actually see one tie, not three, but okay. So I made a mistake on that. But anyway, so good for you. You see how much stuff there is, and we didn't even talk about the masonry above the arch.
Right.
I didn't even mention that. It's a very complex set of arches there altogether. It's a complicated picture. The wall is gray. The floor is gray. We didn't even mention that there was a floor visible. Good. So there's a whole bunch of things we didn't mention. Even with everybody saying seven things and going around a couple of times, we still didn't get finished with this, and this is still not the most complex picture of them all. Okay, let's do the last one, which is the five. Let me see. We'll go down the line, starting with Kelly. Ten things about the five.
Ten
things.
God.
Just start and don't worry about it. I'll keep count. You just keep going until I tell you to stop.
Okay, well, there's
in the stained glass window, there's the five gold pentacles.
Well, first of all, there's a stained glass window. Second of all, what?
There's the five gold pentacles that look like they're on a tree.
The five gold pentacles that look like... Okay, there are five gold pentacles. They're in the shape of a tree. Okay.
The work behind it is viney, leaves, that kind of stuff.
Okay, that's
and
four.
And there's an alternating color border around that.
Alternating color border, good.
The thing I got stuck on is behind all that, it looks like there's a tower on the top.
Okay, that's six.
On either side of it, on the...
On either side of what?
The stained glass window, that gray frame around
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh, there's a gray frame around the window, okay.
There's on one side, and I don't remember which, there's a kind of a lined thing, that it, a line that has hash marks in it.
Good, that's eight. Good.
And there's one, two, three of those. Two
okay.
Two on one side, one is on the other, and I don't remember.
Okay, good, that's nine.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. And snow.
And snow, 10, good for you. Okay, now let's see, who shall I give the honor to of doing the next 10? Let me see, Marcy, do me 10 more.
The boy on the left,
There is a boy on the left. Well, you say a boy, but I mean, that's an interpretation too. You sure he's a boy? You sure it's a he?
Okay, there was a smaller person on the left.
Okay.
And he had on one white sock and one brown sock, and one leg was up in the air. He had crutches.
That's five things so far.
The woman on the right.
There's a woman on the right is six.
She had, I think, a blue cloak, an orange hat. There were three colors that were just...
Okay, that's eight things so far.
In the stained glass, when you looked behind the stained glass, there was a picture near almost where Keter would be.
Okay, that's nine.
The first pentacle. And then around the stained glass, there was a frame, a white or gray frame.
Good. The frame was mentioned. I take it back.
Oh, okay. Then it was a black, behind the snow, there was a black background.
Good, that's 10. Excellent. So you've done yours. Okay, Sherazade, 10 more things.
Okay, I don't know. This probably was covered, but like the frame that the stained glass is in is sort of suspended in space.
Good.
It's like neck collection.
It's not apparently attached to anything. Okay, good. That's one.
The person in front of the one on crutches was barefooted.
Good. That's two.
And her feet are like buried in snow.
That's three things. Good.
And I know this was mentioned, but the one on crutches, it looks like one of his feet, the one that was held up, it's not a sock. It's like, it looks like a cast.
Good, it is. It's like a bandage or a cast. Good,
yeah.
That's four.
On one side, there was something hanging down from the frame, on the side of the frame. It's like, it looked like a structure, like the frame was. Maybe it's not freestanding. It was like attached.
Well, you can't really tell what it is. Okay, but that was already mentioned. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's four. Six more things.
The person, which is, I think it's a woman, who was in front, had gray hair.
Good. That's five.
And the person behind her, the one in the crutches, was wearing like an orange colored thing on his head with a rope or something tying
okay.
it on.
Okay. That's six.
Okay, let's see. And he also had, the person behind the woman had a blue tunic.
Okay, that's seven.
And the woman in front had, I guess she was wearing like an orange kind of shawl.
Okay, that's eight.
The stained glass had leaves in it.
That was mentioned.
Okay. I think around its border it had some red.
Around whose border? What border?
Well, there was like a gray-colored frame,
mm-hmm.
and then the stained glass, and then around the border of the tree or the
mm-hmm.
with with the pentacles, there were like red portions on it.
There was the color red in the surrounding frame. Okay, that's
yeah.
Nine.
Someone mentioned the snow in the background.
Yeah, snow was mentioned.
And the black.
Yep, that black background was mentioned.
Okay. Okay, I got some.
Good.
The person on the crutches is sort of looking up.
Good, 10. That's 10 things. Good for you. All right, Debbie, you want to try? 10 things.
The woman in the front the person in the front looks like a woman. She's wearing a scarf, and she's...
All that's been mentioned. It's a woman. She's in front. She's wearing a scarf. All things have been mentioned.
Okay, she's clutching the scarf.
Good, she's clutching it. That hadn't been mentioned. Good.
Okay. Her clothes are tattered.
Two.
His coat is open.
Three.
His trousers don't reach the top of his casters.
Okay, that's four.
I think it's just the wall of a church. There's no opening to go in.
Yeah, the only thing that shows, you don't know that it's a church. There's a churchy suggestiveness to it, but that's an interpretation. So far, all we have is clearly a window with five pentacles in it, and that's been described.
She's looking down.
That's good. Five.
Her coat is a dark color.
Okay. Six.
I can't remember if there are bushes in front of the wall or not. Maybe not. Okay, that's it.
Okay, let me remind you of a couple of things. First of all, there is a white...
Hello?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Did I not get you, Peggy? I'm sorry. 10 things, Peggy.
No, but I can get a few.
Go ahead. Do as many
it's
as you
snowing.
Can. We mentioned that.
Did we? I thought they said there was snow.
Well, they did mention that there was snow. They didn't actually say that the snow was falling. Good. That's one.
She has I believe it's her left hand is reaching around the cloak.
Okay, that's
it.
Two.
He's wearing a bell.
That's great. Three, a very important piece of information. Okay.
Her right foot is the one that's buried in the snow. His foot is stepping
good.
Forward.
Mm-hmm.
He has what, I remember a blue scarf around his head.
Okay, five.
That's
just a difference of opinion about what he was wearing on his head, but we'll see when we turn the card over. Okay.
And, you know, except for the window itself, but the background is black.
Well, we did mention the black background, yeah.
I think I'm sort of coming to an end, too.
Okay, how about the Roman numeral 5 in white at the top of the card?
Okay,
how about it's a white Roman numeral 5. It's the only card that I can... No, there's a couple of cards that have a black background with a white Roman numeral, but that's one of them. There is footsteps in the snow. Where the fellow on crutches is walking, the right hand edge of the black background is wavy at the corner. The right hand lower edge is wavy at the corner and suggests a curtain. Turn the card over.
Oh yeah, it does.
That's another kind of stage card, different kind altogether. Mm-hmm. Suggests a theatrical curtain, and gives a whole different implication to the card. Good, you did a wonderful job.
Okay, I have a question. Where does the bell come in?
The bell is
a leper's.
Yeah, the bell is a leper's bell,
neck, yeah.
And because it's the number 5, there is a reference to the bell-shaped columns in the Hierophant, which is also the number 5, and there is a listening quality. The bell is a voice to be listened to, and the Hierophant is connected with that bell. That's a piece of symbolism connected with the bell. There's other things as well, but that's the main things. So you've done a remarkable job, and with any luck, you will remember these cards. And what I would like to do is, how should I describe this? I would like you to know, I'd just like you to be aware that what we just did, which is a very straightforward act of observation, very practical, is also a magical act. It's a magical act of awareness, as simple as it is. And it has a lot of practical, magical effects, this act of awareness. Anybody have any idea what some of those effects might be? Can anybody think of any magical qualities or any kind of qualities at all that could be described as having a magical aspect to them?
I remember once in the magic tape that I had purchased from you, I would do one of the exercises, and I would picture myself going in the door, going and visiting and going over the landscapes. And I remembered, and even tonight I remembered I had to do that. I forgot that I would go in and I would pick all of these prosperous, it was a very fruitful journey. And I used this journey to be able to almost collect all the pinnacles.
Good for you. Actually, that's an excellent point, and I'll go over that in a minute, but excellent thought. Anybody else?
Well, I think if you visualize something, you know, that makes it happen, or you can make things happen if you can really, in your mind's eye, see something. So just the exercise of watching the cards and then putting them down and then bringing them back just gives that focus.
Absolutely. And you can use that for all kinds of interesting things. Anyone else? Okay, I won't keep you hanging. Let me give you five different things that that this does for you. You wouldn't have been aware of them right away, and many times breaking down the structure of an action into little bits and pieces so that you can make use of them in the future as you wish is not the easiest thing in the world to do. We just did an action. A complex kind of action, in a way, but it has all sorts of interesting possibilities to it. The first one deals with what I would call objectivization, the making of something into an object. How many times have you heard other people say, and how many times have you perhaps asked the question yourself, how do I stay objective in a reading? How do I avoid putting my own stuff into an interpretation when I'm reading for somebody else? Have you ever either heard of that question, or has it ever occurred to you as a question for yourself?
All the time.
How do you stay objective?
Stuck with me.
Huh?
You gave an answer to that question once. It stuck with me forever.
Which
I
is?
I think. It's not forever yet, but
yeah.
And it was, read the cards.
Yeah, you have to know.
Which is so simple.
It's very simple. You have, but in order to read the card, you have to know what's there. You have to be thoroughly and completely aware of what is physically there before it has been tainted or mixed with any interpretation of your own. So you have to be able to separate your observation from interpretation. It's an exercise that will stand you in the most remarkable stead in everyday life. If you can actually get used to observing what is there, you will save yourself from endless amounts of misinterpretation, both of other people and of events and of all sorts of things. People normally do not make that separation, and therefore they mix their own personal stuff with what their senses give them. And the resulting mix is a long way from the truth. And for some people, it's so far from the truth that they're actually called crazy. The interpretive aspect overshadows the reality to such an extent that they are no longer grounded in any reality at all. So this is a way to literally keep things real, and it is very much in keeping with the suit of pentacles. The second thing I call internalization. It has already been mentioned. You get to know the cards. You internalize your instrument. There have been people that say to me, I've actually heard this several times recently, they still rely, even after a good long time in class with us in New York, one person said to me recently that she needed books to look at the meanings of the cards, because if you ask her the meaning of something like, oh, what's the meaning of the Five of Pentacles, she couldn't remember what the Five of Pentacles looked like. She needed a book to remind her of what it meant, and then when she saw the meaning, she could sort of more or less remember the card. Here, This will give you, if you did this with every card in the deck, slowly but surely, over a period of time, you would remember every card in the deck, and never again would you ever have any question. When somebody says Seven of Pentacles, Nine of Swords, Five of Cups, each one of these cards would spring to mind in vivid detail. You would own the deck. Until you can do that, you own nothing. I want you to realize that. You can't see, if I mention a card and you cannot see it in all of its glorious detail, the deck does not belong to you yet. You're still a novice. You're still a beginner. This puts the instrument in your hand, just like if you were playing the piano. Do you have to look to see where the keys are? Don't your fingers know where every key and every note is? Do you even have to think to play? No, not once you get to the point where you can play decent music. You don't have to think about where you're putting your fingers. You don't need a book to tell you where the keys are. And the same thing is true here. So this gives you the deck as a personal instrument, and it belongs to you. Third thing, the acquisition of power objects. You look at the individual separate parts of a card, the bell, the leper's bell on the neck of the fellow in the Five of Pentacles, the hammer and chisel, the hammer and chisel in the Three of Pentacles, the boat in the background of the Two of Pentacles. Each one of these objects has its own power. When you are aware of it, when you know the boat is there, you can actually use it. The boat becomes usable. The dog and the fool becomes usable. The white horse and death becomes usable. These become separate power objects that you can make use of in a magical way once you know how. Granted, you have to learn the objects first and learn their uses second, but the first step is the learning, is the actual memorization and acquisition of the separate objects. And man, they are so powerful magically, you cannot believe. The fourth thing, more general, is the acquisition of a working universe of meaningful connected images. You don't just have isolated images here. They tend to repeat themselves in patterns. The colors repeat themselves over and over again, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but the colors are part of the visual imagery of the deck, very much so. Reds, blues, yellows, purples, blacks, and whites tend to repeat themselves over and over and over again, and they mean the same things each time you see them. There are dogs in more than one place, horses in more than one place, full moons in more than one place, towers in more than one place, columns in more than one place, thrones, crowns, paths, pools. There are individual items in every one of the cards that refer to the same individual item in other cards, and they form a network of connections. And whether you realize it or not, as you begin to notice and really acquire these individual power objects in the cards, they get connected. And you produce a network that holds meaning that otherwise would slip through your fingers. You can see relationships that you would never otherwise have had a chance to see. So, you don't have that. That's not possible for you unless you actually know what's there in detail. Then the fifth thing, through these images, through these the object images, horses, you know, crowns, pools, stars, hands with thumbnails, boots, shoes, slippers, whatever, each one of these things is a door. You know by now, we've been studying together long enough to realize that everything in these particular cards, in this deck, has a tendency to be there on purpose, that it's a reference to a system. It's a reference to an esoteric system which is not visible. There's no way that you could look at these cards and intuit the esoteric system behind them, the invisible universe that's behind the pictures. But each of these objective images is a doorway to that invisible universe. And that universe holds far more stuff in it than the visible stuff does. So it's an entryway. And you acquire that entryway as you acquire these images and make them your own. And each time that you do this particular exercise, you do each one of these five things simultaneously. You gain objective reality. You internalize your instrument. You acquire power objects. you acquire a working universe of meaningful images, and each objective image becomes a doorway to an esoteric universe. Those are five separate things that come out of this one exercise, and there are more besides, but those are the main ones. I mean, it's a really, really intense exercise. Good. I don't know. Am I beating that horse too hard? Because, I mean, I really want to make that point, and I would like you to take it in. Does anybody have an intuitive objection to what any of the things that I said? Because it's possible for me to be all enthusiastic about something, you know, because I see it. It doesn't necessarily mean that everybody agrees with me. Do you think that I'm possibly overdoing or over-stressing the importance of the visual? Mm-hmm. Anybody?
It means you can use to read the tarot card. You can't smell it.
That's right. It's the only thing you can do is to see it. That's all you've got. I mean, there are some people who can do, psychometric work with anything, psychometry and stuff, but that's not really the point of this. The cards themselves as tarot cards really are appropriatable only through sight. But boy, you've got a lot of stuff to work with. So anyway, here we started off this class. We've taken a good chunk of the class to look at what's really there as compared to what you think it might mean. And with these cards, we have one basis for interpretation. And I would like to do something with you. I'd like to put it to some use. I want to do another exercise with you that's based on this objectivization of the images. So what I would like you all to do is I would like you to gather these five and shuffle them. And shuffle them face down.
It's hard to shuffle.
Well, you can do it. Any way you want. You can mix. You can lay them flat on the table and mix them, or, you know, you can do any kind of shuffling you want. Just mix them up so you don't know what order they're in. And stop mixing when I tell you. Okay, stop. Now, I'm going to give you a number. Let's see, the number I'll give you is 17. Now, let's see, I need a volunteer. Let me see. Let's do Marcy, because Marcy's been working really hard with this professionally. Marcy, what I want you to do is to count, use these cards, these five cards, and count to 17. How would you do it?
I'm not following you at all.
Well, let's say that you had a full deck in your hands,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to count down 17 cards. What would you do?
Oh, I would probably shuffle and then begin from the top.
Right, you'd count 17 cards from the top and turn over the 17th card, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how would you do that when you only got five cards?
Well, first I would put the one in the seven, and I would then...
You would reduce it to eight?
Reduce it to eight, so then I'm only three short.
Okay, well, actually, what I want you to do is not reduce it, and I'll tell you what I want you to do.
Okay.
What I would ask you to do is to count... You start with the top one and put the first one down, count one, then put another one on top of that and count two, then three, then four, then five. Now you've exhausted your deck. Pick it up again, count six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Pick up the five cards again, count 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And pick up the deck again and count 16, 17, and turn over that 17th card.
Okay.
Okay? Marcy, so you've got the 17th card. What is it?
The five of Pentacles.
The five of Pentacles. Good. Now, what I want everybody to do is just turn up the five of Pentacles and put the rest of them aside face down. I want you all to be looking at the five of Pentacles. Okay. Now, what I would like you to do next is I want you to look at it for a moment. All of you, look at it. You're going to be doing a reading for me, each one of you in turn. Well, I don't know if we have enough time for all of you to do a reading for me, but at least one or two of you will. And I want you all to let your eye wander over the picture until something in the picture, one of those visual details that we were just discussing, catches your attention. A single detail. When it catches your attention, hold on to it, notice it. Let your attention enter that detail in depth until a message begins to emerge from it about me. Now, this message, I'll tell you as you're looking, as you're gazing, I'll tell you what I want you to, what it could be, this message. This message could be anything from practical advice, to a prediction or maybe a caution about the future. Could be a psychological observation. Could be, oh, a reference to my past or maybe my present life. Let the message arise from the energized detail in the picture. Your energy will enter that detail, and the message will come straight up from the interior of the image. Don't force it. Just wait for it. Listen for it. And when it comes, write it down. Go ahead, do that now. Okay, now that you're done, since Marcy is our lead reader in this, Marcy, what portion of the Five of Pentacles caught your attention?
The woman with the orange cloak.
Okay.
With her head sort of face down, into looking down at the ground.
Right, and what message came to you from that, for me?
The message came to me as you're moving to Gevorah, because of the five, right?
Right.
And the Gevorah, is the fifth Sephira.
Mm-hmm.
It also carries that that crazy energy. And last week when you were kind of in